Blog Talk Radio.
Does depression have you down? Oppression, profound. You need a healing for your soul? You can just in time to listen to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Today is our Wednesday segment of Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. For ministering music to soothe the mind and heal the soul. The selection you hear in the background is none other than Kelly Fite singing Healing for the Soul. Having a little difficulty, we're here live in the Philadelphia Convention Center. We're right now out of Philadelphia attending the Psychiatric Rehabilitation Association Conference. And we're looking forward to sharing some news, updates about the mental health recovery and wellness, and we will be scheduling a health and wellness fair coming soon. So if you'd like more information, visit our website at www.DAJ Evangelistic Outreach Ministry for more music to soothe the mind and heal the soul and information, recovery and wellness. Election is called Her. But we hope that you enjoy this selection from the Soul of a Woman from the playlist Kelly Price. We're not going to entertain you with the distractions of the phone, but you need to know that you're listening to a program that's all about the kingdom. It's all about the spiritual enlightenment, enrichment, and inspiration here on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Bible says that beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Many times you're seeking in all the wrong places, or just seeking for direction for mental wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, financial wellness. Also, the Bible says, what does it profit to gain the whole world and lose your soul? See, the kingdom is at hand. And we seek for answers for our breakthrough. We seek our doctors. We seek our financial consultants. We seek our parents. And sometimes the information falls short. And some seek after drugs, alcohol, sex, anything that temporarily keeps us to a place of contentment. And we many times find ourselves stressful and we're worried about needs being met. Well, Matthew 6:33 says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. So, what needs to be added? Well, I like to advocate for Jesus' sake. Faith. What is faith? Faith comes, is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Just like fear is the absence of things appearing real. So, faith comes by hearing the word of God. Hearing that, my beloved, that thou prosper and be in health, even thy soul prosper. Prayer is one of the keys to unlocking the door, and faith without works is dead. Prayers are a language to the kingdom of God, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come unto the Father unless the Son can accept Jesus as the Son of God. And that's the good news today on Kingdom Focus with Reverend Jackson Live. I'm the Advocate, live on www.blogtalkradio. Also, we're publishing a publication that will be distributed in your area to bring hope, health, and healing. Many times we find ourselves feeling hopeless because our focus is blurred. Our focus is shallow. Our focus should be about the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. The Bible says many things and promises that contribute to the kingdom. But at this time, we're going to take a pause and we're going to play some Shekinah glory to lift up your spirit during this hour on June 3rd, a Wednesday. So sit back and enjoy Kingdom Live, Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Let's lift up the name of Jesus and give some praise if you'd like to call in. You can call in our program today. And they will give you that information in just a few seconds. You're listening to the Projection Live at www.blogtalkradio.com/soultalk. And today we just want to share with you about a healing in response to faith. And if you'd like to give us a call in, it's 347-539-5311. That's 347-539-5311. This story is about a man that had a love and compassion for his daughter, and it's found in the book of Mark, 5th chapter, 21st verse. It goes like this: when Jesus went back across to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him on the shore, and a leader of the local synagogue, his name was Jairus, came and fell down before him, pleading with him to heal his little daughter. "She is about to die," he said in desperation. "Please come and place your hand on her, heal her, so she can live." Jesus went with him, and the crowd flung behind. And there was a woman in the crowd who had a hemorrhage. For 12 years, she had suffered a great deal. For many doctors thought that years that she had spent everything she had to pay, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she was worse. But the Bible says that in the 21st verse, the Jairus was among a minority of Jewish leaders who responded positively to Jesus. And he was driven by love for his daughter and faith that Jesus could help her. And Jairus was the thorn of his tears by publicly seeking Jesus' help. And in the end, we see that this humble faith paid off. Many times we avoid our recovery, our healing, because we are too ashamed to admit publicly that we have a problem. But if we come humbly and confess our sins, acknowledging Christ, there is hope and healing. Like Jairus, we must risk the scorn of friends and enemies and admit that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if we believe like Jairus, we too can see the manifestation of divine healing. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson live. If you'd like to be a part of our healing and devotional outreach, give us a call at 717-379-1503. Our program's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we're advocating for change. If you'd like to become a part of CME Advocacy, see me at 717-379-1503, at 717-379-1503. If you like spiritual direction, contact DAJ, Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, at 717-379-6663 or 717-233-9016. The next collection we will hear is another selection from the CD entitled Forever. Actually, we're going to change that to Jesus reigns, because he reigns over everything. And we encourage you to take the time out and exercise your faith by praying. Prayer changes things. Jesus asked the disciples to pray for 1 hour. And this may be your first time listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, but we encourage you to take 1 hour at noon to pray. pray for what? Well, perhaps you have a loved one. Perhaps your father. And February, we're seeking and challenging all fathers to pray with their children, spend time with their children. If you're a father, pray for a niece, a nephew. Pray for a neighbor. Pray for your co-worker that they put faith into action. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added.
Today, I'm alive because of the power of prayer. For those that are listening today, don't give up hope. First, pray until something happens. Let Jesus reign. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson. We're ministering music to Kingdom Island on Hildesville. We're advocating for change. We challenge in your finances,
changing your health, changing your environment, changing your relationships, changing your community. Join us. Become a new advocate. Join us in making changes in our community, in the legislature, for taking action. So give us a call, 717-379-1503. It's 717-379-6663 for prayer. Today our program is only going to be a half an hour show because we're here live at the Philadelphia Convention Center, live in Philadelphia, PRA, the Psychiatric Rehabilitation Association. If you'd like you to be a part of our community outreach, to educate, empower, to advocate, and to turn our community into a community of support, a community that cultivates the spirit of unity. So to the 417-379-1503 for email. We're truly at DeborahJackson2011@gmail.com. That's Deborah, D-E-B-I-A, Jackson2011@gmail.com. Next week, we're tuning in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, the first one. Wednesday, four. So far, if you're truly on our Friday is Kingdom Focus with the Project Live and Special Guest for an hour. We want to have big ministry. Father says, what does it cost to bring the whole world in music for? Well, if you're missing, lacking, feeling hopeless, those ministries will empower you. It will give you hope, help, and healing. So tune in from this coming Friday. We're Kingdom Focus with the guest live and special guest, Reverend Anna Williams, founder of Great Ministry. If you'd like to help support advocating for wellness and recovery, you can give us a call, 717-379-1503. We thank you for listening in. Don't enjoy listening to Rain Jesus. If you haven't said Jesus as your personal Savior, don't have right relationship, want to know more, give us a call, 717-379-1503. It's all about spirit, soul, and body. Understanding that without the spirit, there's no life. And the soul is the real mind and emotion. The body is the physical. And physical exercise is good, but spiritual exercise is more beneficial for the spirit, soul, and body. So join me next Wednesday on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live for Soul Talk. It's all about being alive. If you need a healing for your soul, join us. www.blogtalkradio.com with Kingdom Focus and Deborah Jackson Live. That way.
People in your columns.
episode about the kingdom. Tune in next Wednesday. Yours truly on www.blogtalkradio.com.